Sorry. No, you just startled me. I didn't realize there was anyone else in this part of the train. No, I'm all right, thank you. I just had a hard day. Oh, thank you. God. Now, if I knew someone else was here, I would not have been doing this. Or at least would have tried to hide it a little better. Going far? I don't usually take the subway this late, but I got stuck at the office. No, nothing's wrong. Nothing specific, anyway, that's the problem. It's like I said, I just had a hard day at work. A lot's going on, and things are stressful, and sometimes... Sorry, you don't want to hear about this. Thanks for the tissue. Seriously? High-pressure job? Yeah. I'm a secretary. Total high-pressure job. No, I'm kidding. It's fine. It's a nice place to work. My coworkers are nice and everything. It's just... I get these episodes sometimes and, can make it kind of difficult to work. Anxiety episodes? I know it sounds like nothing, like everyone deals with anxiety sometimes, but, they just come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden I can't focus, I can't even really sit still, and I can't get anything done. The littlest mistake or setback can just make me feel like the world's ending, and it's all my fault. It's not quite like a panic attack, but like, it just feels like my brain is on fire. So, you know, no big deal. No, that's the problem. I'm really bad at talking about it. I don't know, it just makes me feel useless and like I can't manage a big grown-up job. Well, you know, there's one thing that always helps, but I can't do that. No, nothing. I was kidding. So you said you don't usually ride the train this late either. What brings you here? Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. No, breakups are always really hard. No, please, I've been dumped before. I understand. Do you want to talk about it? You don't have to, obviously, but we've got a pretty long train ride ahead of us. I know every time I've had a breakup, whether I've been, you know, the dumped or the dumper. Ooh, that sounded wrong. Well, I just know every time I've had a breakup, it's helped to talk. No, please don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about, no matter what. Oh. So it was over sex stuff? No. That's okay. I think that's why a lot of breakups happen. Yeah, I'm very open-minded. Ask any boyfriend I've ever had. Oh, that was weird to say too, maybe. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. I just keep putting my foot in my mouth. What? Not going to believe you. Why? What is it? What? Are you serious? Wow. No, I believe you. That's just not what I thought you were gonna say. So, your girlfriend dumped you because you're too big? Are we talking about what I think we're talking about? Like, Southern Hemisphere? And so it hurt her too much for you two to have sex? I've heard that that can happen. Oh. It hurt too much for her to... in her mouth. Ah. I see. Oh, there's more? Whew. And that's the only way you can finish? Wow. Really? No. You didn't offend me at all. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. And you just broke up tonight. You're, for lack of a better word, coming from her place. Oh, well, wow. No. I'm not laughing at you, I swear. I'm just... Oh, I just can't believe it. No, I believe what you told me. I just can't believe this is happening. You and me and here. Well, I can tell you, but I don't think you're gonna believe me either. Remember when I said that when I have really bad anxiety, there's always one thing that calms me down? Well, yeah. Having sex can help if it's good sex, but I mean, like, specifically oral? And by oral, I mean providing? I'm not kidding. I swear to God, I'm being 100% serious. No, it's not like a deep throat thing. I'm not saying my clit is back there. I'm just saying, I think it's about, you know, getting me out of my own head. Yes, shut up. Like getting me out of my own... Focusing on someone else, having a physical activity to do. Yeah. You want to try me? I'm not kidding. You want to try me? Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, no one else is here. Sounds like we could both use it. And besides, I've never done that on the subway before. I've always wanted to. What do you think? I don't know if this makes a difference, but, I'll swallow. I always swallow. I love it. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes, please. I really can't wait to see this thing. Oh. Oh, wow. That is big. That is... I'm not exaggerating when I say I'm pretty sure that's the biggest one I've ever had. I can't believe it. I never thought I would see one this big. No! I can take it. If you see anyone, just let me know. I don't know, pat my shoulder. Yes, I'm sure. Fuck, now that I've seen it, there's no way I can't. Alrighty. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. How does it feel? Oh God, so much better. I wanna try deep throating. Yeah. We'll see. No. I'm gonna try it again. Whew. Oh. it. I have to. Oh, God. It's like my Everest. Oh. God. Fuck. Oh, wow. Whoo. See, I told you I always swallow. No. That's the thing, as soon as you taste it, it's gone. It's like going upside down on a roller coaster. You know, you see the loop, but then by the time you... by the time you realize it... Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's a shame they can't put that in pill form. Fuck, that is one impressive cock, sir. How do you feel? You feel better? Good. Yeah, I do. I feel so much better. Well, I'm like three stops away. Do you, Really? Sure. Give me your number.